Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Spielman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Poole. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Knepper. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Geraldts. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Scott Geraldts. And now, play ball. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Spielman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spielman hits a pop-up towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spielman juggles the ball. That's an error on Spielman. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bailey for a passed ball. Brenly moves to second. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman strikes out. Two outs. Scott Geraldz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geraldz hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poehl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poehl takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Poehl moves to second. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper bunts towards the mound. Geraldz fields it and throws to first for the out. Poehl moves to third. Bailey moves to second. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. Doran hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spielman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Harry Spielman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spielman is 0 for 1 in the game. Spielman takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spielman moves to second. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spielman scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Terry Poehl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poehl is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Poehl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to third. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Thompson pinch runs for Dusty Baker. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field. Mumphrey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mumphrey. Thompson goes all the way around to score. Youngblood moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it and has Youngblood trapped. There's the throw to Doran and over to Knight, who tags Youngblood for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brenly. The throw from Bailey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Bailey to Knight. The throw back to home, and Brenly is out at the plate. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard now playing left field. Jack Clark now playing right field. Scott Thompson now playing first base. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0-for-0 in the game. Knepper takes first base on ball 4. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-2 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knepper moves to second. Randy Lurch now pitching. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knepper moves to third. Doran moves to second. Enos Cabell pinch hits for Harry Spillman. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knepper scores. Doran moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doran tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Giants. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive towards short. Reynolds catches it and throws to first to double up Lurch. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Poll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Poll moves to second. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knepper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to third for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doran strikes out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Smith now pitching. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Fran Mullins now playing third base. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cabell moves to second. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. Cabell moves to third. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Giants. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Poll hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 4. The Giants will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver pinch hits for Randy Lurch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-3 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz pinch hits for Mark Bailey. Greg Minton now pitching. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott pinch hits for Dave Smith. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 4. The Giants will come to bat. Alan Ashby now catching. Bill Dawley now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Leonard strikes out. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling pinch hits for Enos Cabell. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.